This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, as we do, we're going to join a guy who's probably been a very busy guy. He's a very busy guy most days anyway, but he's probably been very busy today. And that is the editor-in-chief at the TruthAboutGuns.com. His name is Dan Zimmerman. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I've been probably as busy as you've been, and that's not something I can say very often.
Fall's a busy time. There's always lots going on, isn't there?
So, yeah. So let's go straight to the 900-pound gorilla. A lot of people are stepping up and talking about, and apparently there's more than one standard. Now, this raises eyebrows for me. But apparently there is more than one standard on how to handle a gun on set of a movie production.
Well, I can't attest to what the standards are on a movie production. I've never worked on one. Right. I don't really know people who've done that other than my son was a grip and was part of IOTC, the union, and all that. But he wasn't involved in any way in use of guns on set, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But there are just some basic gun safety principles
that
you would think would be required anytime there are firearms in use, whether it's a movie set, a gun range, whatever. And since this was a movie that used real firearms, and that's not unusual, used real firearms rather than quote-unquote prop firearms. And a lot of the media accounts are calling this the gun that was used by Alec Baldwin a prop gun. It was not a prop gun. It was an actual firearm.
Yeah.
Working firearm, obviously, since it launched a bullet. There should never be live ammunition anywhere around there. It should be a sterile environment.
Right.
Clearly, mixing live ammunition with blanks is a recipe for disaster. All kinds of media accounts have come out since. I assuming these are true, it sounds like the crew and maybe even some of the cast were using the gun in question, maybe some other ones, for target practice and just plinking,
right?
You know, offset, you know, when they weren't filming, which means they brought live ammo. And then when the police were and detectives were investigating what happened after the fact, they found live ammo in the same area as the blanks. Allegedly, when Baldwin was handed the gun, he was told it was a cold gun. Today we're getting media reports saying that he was practicing his draw when he fired the gun and killed the cinematographer and wounded the director. So much still has to be determined. But a few things seem obvious. It sounds like the safety standards on the set were abysmal.
Yeah.
It sounds like Baldwin had no idea he was dealing with a loaded gun that was handed to him. He was apparently told it was a cold gun. That said, he did point a gun at a human being, pulled the trigger, and killed that person.
Well, see, and this brings up the first question for me. Ever since The Crow, when Brandon Lee was killed accidentally with a gun, you're not supposed to point anything at anybody ever on a movie set. Functioning, unloaded, loaded, whatever. If you got a guy on a dolly and he's rolling the camera and everything, he's got a piece of bullet resistant plexiglass in front of him, between him and the guy. And the actor still has to be at an angle to the camera. He cannot aim at the camera. And this woman that was killed, she was the cinematographer, so she probably had a lens on like a pistol grip, where she was putting it to her eye to see what the shot looked like. So he should not have been aiming at her at all for any reason, any time on any movie production.
I assume that's true. Obviously, there are four rules of gun safety. People consider all of them important. I consider the most important one: never point your gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. If you violate all the other rules and fire the gun, nothing bad is like could happen if you aren't pointing it at a human being or something else that you aren't willing to destroy. Clearly, he pointed it at the cinematographer, and he killed her, and he wounded the director. It's just a horrible situation. Now we're getting calls for, you know, by some to outlaw working firearms on movie sets and only put in the effects afterwards with computers, because that's apparently very easy to do these days.
Well, with John Wick, right? With John Wick, what they did with John Wick was Taron Butler did all of the Combat Master handguns that were used on John Wick. He also did some of the rifles and some of the shotguns as well. Then he handed those over to Extreme Props, where Gary Tours, who runs it, takes those guns and adapts them to fire only with blanks.
Mm-hmm.
So they no longer can function as a gun at that point. But they also do other renditions, so like in the scenes where they're throwing guns at each other and everything else, that's a rubber gun that has been mocked up to look exactly like that. So they're doing three or four renditions of the guns. But when you got one guy who's teaching the actors and designing the guns, and then he hands these off to... And then when Gary Tours, he did Mr. and Ms. Smith, he did parts of The Punisher. I mean, he's worked with Taron Butler a bunch. When they go down there, it's not only the guns they're handling. They have control over everything the people handling guns have on them, down to their socks. And it's not an armorer. It's an armorer and 12 associates that go with them. So they maintain a very strict chain of custody on these weapons when they're like, all right, this is the scene where John Wick is going to shoot so-and-so. So they take the gun to Keanu Reeves. We already know the gun can't actually fire a live round because it's been adapted. So they don't have to worry about that. And they don't have any live ammunition on set. So
Correct.
And that's what I meant by more than one standard, because I can only presume that this was done to save money.
Seems to have been a low-budget operation from all accounts.
We'll continue this when we get back. This is right at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is there waiting on you. There's a lot of other good stuff there as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Planck's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again by Dan Zimmerman from the editor. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. I'm telling you, Dan, grammatical correctness is my life.
It's a challenge, bro.
It is a challenge. It is a challenge. Do you think that there's a lot of people that seem to be out of this happening with Alec Baldwin and everything? Do you think that we as... Do you think we should be taking the high road, or do you think that Alec Baldwin and a bunch of people like him have set the rules and the tone for the United States today? And, oh my, guess what's happened now? We're all... He gets to play by the same rules that he has been espousing for years. Didn't he recommend Dick Cheney get arrested for accidentally shooting his friend while they were hunting?
I think so. People have been citing so many of his tweets from years past. This has been just a Schadenfreude fest for so many people in the last few days since this thing happened. Unfortunately, with Cheney, nobody died. Here, somebody did die. It's horrible. And then there's also the fact that the standards for these things never go in both are never equal in both directions. It's perfectly fine to make fun, ridicule, curse somebody on the right side of the political spectrum, but when you do it to somebody on the left side of the political spectrum, you're mean-spirited. It's hate speech, and it's over the line. Take for instance, there was different subject of guns, but the Washington Post that ran something over the weekend decrying the horrible tone of the Let's Go Brandon and other type chants that are being directed at the president these days.
Right.
Completely forgetting what was directed at Trump for the last four years that he was in office. And, Kathy Griffin holding his bloody head in a photograph and, F Trump, and you name it, and he was the subject of it. So whatever has happened and been directed at Biden so far paled in comparison to what was directed at Trump. But somehow our friends in the media tend to have short memories about that kind of thing.
Right.
So there's a double standard here. There always has been. There always will be. That said, we live, thanks to those people who've done that and have perpetuated all this, we live in a different time now where these standards have been set. These precedents are out there. And a lot of people who are tired and of being the subject of the vitriol of people like Alec Baldwin, who would call gun owners would criticize gun owners if there was a
lots of different ways. Yeah,
exactly. They took every opportunity to do that. You have to expect that a lot of those people are going to take the opportunity to throw that right back in his face now that the shoe is on the other foot. It's just going to happen. And here we are.
Should we be sitting back and saying to ourselves, he's going through a lot of stuff. Baldwin, if he's human, he's going through a lot of stuff right now, because shooting someone, that's something that replays in your memory's eye constantly.
Oh, sure. Has to be
constantly.
Yeah, it would be on anybody, even him.
Yeah. should I be sitting back and saying to myself, because I'm not, that he's going through a very hard time right now. We should be showing him compassion despite him setting the rules. Or should we be saying to ourselves, I mean, I'll tell you what I'm telling myself. They're the ones that set up the rules. They're the ones that have forced all these issues and all this other stuff. Now, like all things of this nature, when they do circle around and come back at you, when everything you do is predicated on lies and conflation of data and all this other stuff that they do, when it does come back at you, as it all does, enjoy it. Enjoy the taste, because I've been tasting it for a while.
Yeah. Karma is a bee. it's uncompromising. And it, what goes around inevitably comes around. And it has come around on Alec Baldwin. Now, again, like I said, it's horrible. This is not somebody who had to kill somebody who was defending himself in his home and, you know, had to shoot somebody to protect his family. This was somebody, you know, he killed somebody totally by accident, or through his own negligence, without intending to, somebody who's completely and utterly innocent, somebody who was in effect working for him. He was the producer of this movie. You know, somebody who he, I assume, had a good working relationship with. I mean, it's horrible. It's got to be terrible to walk, see her laying on the ground dying from something that he did, and the director as well, who was wounded. I mean, it's just got to be, you know, one of anyone's worst nightmares. It's just awful. So
yeah, well, I mean, I maybe this will lead to certain things. I honestly believe that if they're going to handle guns, there should be a minimum standard set by them. But they didn't have any of the union help there. They had all supposedly walked off of this and everything else. And I can see where maybe things fell through the cracks, but this kind of thing should not be allowed to fall through the cracks. It's not just, I mean, we talk about Brandon Lee. There's John Eric Hexum. Did you know Peter Fonda accidentally shot himself in the stomach because he didn't know how to handle the gun in the movie?
I was not aware of that.
Curly Howard from the Three Stooges shot himself in the foot.
He really? I
didn't Jennifer know that either. Jennifer O'Neill shot herself in the stomach.
Good.
In a movie in 1983. So, I mean, this happens. This happens.
Oh, it happens. Yeah, I mean, there have been movie set accidents down through the years.
Hang on. We're coming up on the break. We'll pick this up on the other side. They got two very good articles right there on the front page of the truthaboutguns.com waiting on you right now, talking about this very stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're still working, and we are closer to reaching a final agreement on President Biden's Build Back Better plan.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking there while holding his weekly press conference. Moderates such as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin want to see a maximum price tag of around $1.5 trillion. which is still too high for Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell, who says all this money being injected into the economy will cause more and more inflation, which will affect American families and their wallets.
The American people are mostly fixated on inflation. We have the raging inflation, as bad, some would argue, as back in the late 70s, early 80s.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is hitting the campaign trail in Virginia today. He'll stump for Democratic candidate for governor Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe tied with a Republican in the race, Glenn Youngkin. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is on the hot seat once again.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci needs to be held accountable for funds distributed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases toward abusive animal experiments and gain-of-function research Monday.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing? They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop.
Dozens of beagles died as a result of the experiments. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking currently with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And I want to get away from Alec Baldwin just because, Alec Baldwin makes my teeth hurt just thinking about him. I've always wondered, and this is all I'm going to say, he walks up on a lot of people that will not cold cock him for some reason. I mean, if I was getting paid to take pictures and he's walking out in public, he has no expectation of privacy. If he walks over and wants to be a bad boy and show me all this other stuff, I'm going to show him exactly how this whole "this isn't scripted" part works. But this is probably why I'm not in the paparazzi. I saw this today, and I find this really interesting in that I hope this continues, this little trend. Springfield brought back the Browning High Power.
That is pretty interesting. I'd heard about it last week before they announced it. And there's all kinds of speculation as to whether they bought tooling from Europe or how they're doing it. I don't know any of the details. All I know is that they have brought back what appears to be a fairly faithful reproduction of John Moses Browning's high power pistol, which is no longer made by Browning, the gun company. They stopped making that, what, 5-6 years ago, something like that. But it's a very popular design. It's a wonderfully ergonomic design. It holds a decent amount of 9x19 ammo. And I think they're going to do very well. And they've kept the price pretty reasonable, too. I think the MSRP is about $699, which means it'll probably sell for, I don't know, $625, $650, something like that, I'm guessing. It's an attractive option. They're calling it the SA-35.
Right.
Because Browning called his original the P-35. In their announcement, they absolutely sure not to call it the high power. They don't even use the term. That's very much what it is. And it's an attractive looking gun. I can't wait to get my hands on one.
Well, what makes it interesting is that I wonder if we'll start seeing some of these bygone designs come back.
Well, there's some very good designs out there. I hate to invoke this one, but Remington tried to bring back the model number just went right out of my head. What was the 9mm that they made and it was a disaster?
I know which one you're talking about.
The R51. That's a great design, and if made correctly, that was a great idea to bring that gun back because it's slim and it's light and holds a good amount of ammunition. So there are designs out there. I'd love to see somebody make the Colt Pocket Hammer. Not necessarily in 32, maybe in 380, something like that. I'd love to see somebody bring that thing back. That would be a great carry gun.
I would like to see somebody do the Bren 10.
That would be neat too. That's
yeah.
a bigger gun.
With magazines.
that's a bigger gun. Miami Vice fans will be extremely happy to see that back if it ever comes back. There's no shortage of interest in 10mm out there.
Yeah, but there's just, I mean, except for Glock, I don't think anybody really sells them. There's a few, but I mean, it's something that you probably have to order. You're not going to find it on anybody's shelf in most cases.
Springfield came out with a 10mm pistol in the last month. I can't remember the model. Yeah, they did. And it's a carry gun size pistol, and that just went right out of my head. But yes, it is a 10mm pistol. So yeah, they're out there. Obviously, 9mm is the choice of most people. You don't see a lot of 40s sold. You don't even see that many people. You see a fair number of 45s, but not a huge number. And then you see 380s. The people who want something that's less recoil, a little smaller, easier to conceal, maybe something that slips in your pocket. The 9 is king, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
I went out, and I'm not one for throwback guns, but I went out and bought a gun I never would have thought that I would have bought this past weekend.
What's that?
I bought a Henry's lever action 45-70.
Ooh, that's nice. I'm a big Henry fan. I have a Marlin 30-30 lever action gun.
I'm waiting to see if Ruger does something with those, because I saw the dark lever action gun, and I got to admit, I'm fanboying over this stuff. I actually found some places online that had some ammo, so I got ammo coming to me. This will never be a gun I shoot a lot because the ammo is sort of cost prohibitive. But
well, that's a great hunting gun. If you shoot pigs or whatever, or if you just like to shoot, that's just a fun gun. I'm a big lever gun fan.
Well, I saw where Chris Costa put one together. He called the Thumper And he's gone out and he's tacked it up, and they, I mean, apparently there's like this. I discovered this when I had a scout rifle. There is, of course, a subset of the gun culture that is lever action, and there's a bunch of gunsmiths out there that specialize in lever action customization, and you can do all kinds of stuff to a lever action gun. I never would have imagined this to be the case.
Oh, sure you can. The one I've got is kind of like a lever action quote unquote assault rifle. It's a lever action. It's got rail. It's suppressor ready. All kinds of rail space. It's got great peep sights. It's all black, like that dark, the new Marlin dark. Mine was from back in the Remington days.
Right.
And it's got the large lever loop. It's just a slick gun. Beautiful. It's a lot of fun. It's a great gun.
I was wanting one to have one of those big loops until I realized the back of my hand is colliding with that, although I am going to wrap it in some sort of cord or leather or something to lessen that up. But I mean,
mine's corded as well.
The one I got was the Henry X, the black one. It's got a threaded barrel. I'm going to put a muzzle device on it and all this other stuff. I'm going to make my own thumper because I lack imagination. I'm going to copy Costa. So
that'll be a lot of fun. That's a good gun. You'll enjoy that.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot all the way I can that I can. And before we go to break this time, let me do a little bit of talking about the truth about guns. The truth about guns is the lightest, agile website of its kind on the Internet today in the gun culture. A lot of websites get out there and they get caught up in publishing pipelines and everything else. The truth about guns is so prolific that what you can check them in the morning, and by close of business, everything's going to be different in the what's new department, which you're talking 9 articles are going to change. So they're constantly, constantly updating. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm laughing. Well, first, my guest is Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. I'm laughing because about what we're going to talk about now, because apparently every town for gun safety and the moms demand attention and everybody else are very upset because DefCAD, which is one of these 3D printing companies that give you, that there's plans for you to be able to 3D print various components of a gun, have included the Everytown or Moms Demand Action logos on the prints.
Yeah. DefCAD, which was started pretty sure by Cody Wilson and the whole Defense Distributed people, and they're, they, of course, got in trouble with the Obama State Department, and they tried to get it to stop distributing the 3D gun files. It was a whole long ordeal, and anyway, it's all now moot. But DefCAD is distributing files for AR lowers that include the Everytown and Moms Demand Action logos, and have been doing so. And apparently didn't respond to cease and desist letters.
Well, okay, help me with this.
Lawyers.
Yeah, help me with this, okay? Help me with this. So,
well, I mean, I'm not sure how they think they can defend against this. They are clearly using Everytown's logo.
Yeah.
They're using the Moms Demand Action logo.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that this thing is going to be settled. In the lawsuit, the Bloomberg's attorneys demanded a jury trial and unspecified damages. We shall see what happens. I'm guessing this is going to get settled and these files are going to get taken down. But who knows? It's certainly some grade A trolling.
So I guess my question becomes this. If they make the files available, once they have made the files available, they could turn right around the very next day and take those files down, and there could still be a million downloads of those files.
Of course. They're out there.
So once that happens, DefCAD can comply, and still I can go out there and get a copy of that file and print me out an every count for gun safety AR-15 lower.
Yeah, but the horse is out of the barn. And remember, the Streisand effect is a thing. You know, the fact that
the Streisand effect
is suing them,
yeah,
is only going to bring more attention to the fact that these things are out there, and it's going to make more people want these files. And so far, I mean, as of at least this morning, when I posted this article, these files are still available on DefCAD. They haven't been taken down yet. I don't think courts issued a restraining order, you know, forcing them to stop distributing these. So people can still get these files. And you're right. Even if DefCAD takes them down, there will be lots of copies of these files all over the place, and there's no way to go out and pull them all back. And the more that every town publicizes this and makes the big deal about it, the more people are going to want them, and the more these things are going to be out there. So expect to see an every town AR at a range near you.
The other question becomes this. I mean, isn't this the same sort of thing, besides if we, for the moment, disregard the trademark part of it? Part of their thing is that this is all available on a website that is viewable by people that live in New York.
Well, right, and the lawsuit made a point of that because
yeah.
Distributed, they have there's a law in New York preventing
right.
the distribution of 3D gun file. Now that's a whole different kettle of fish, and you know there's a lot of arguments that that's a violation of the First Amendment, and I'm sure there are lawsuits challenging that law now that I don't even know about.
Right.
So you know, that's all part of this.
Here's my, once again, have they never seen that movie Serenity where they get out there and say, you can't stop the signal, Mal?
Exactly.
Because so are these more egregious because they have the Every Town for Gun Safety logo on? And let me ask you a question. What happens if somebody prints one of these and then they're found at a shooting in Mexico?
Well, my guess is what's going to happen next is somebody's going to make one of these with Shannon Watt's face on it or Michael Bloomberg's face on it. I've already seen files with Josh Shapiro's face on it. He's the attorney general from Pennsylvania who's
right.
Been on an anti-3D gun jihad. So that's already a thing. And now that Every Town is making a big show of going after DefCAD and the others who have distributed these files, I fully expect to see a Shannon Watts AR and a Michael Bloomberg AR.
So what can they do about people using their likeness? I mean, I don't know. You know.
I'm sure at some point you're a public figure and the laws
yeah.
change. When you are, you know, if you did one with Biden on it, there's probably not a damn thing you could do to stop it. I don't know where you draw that line. You know, if you've got a billionaire who owns a huge media conglomerate, or if you are Shannon Watts, you know, who's very much in the public eye and leads one of the nation's premier civilian disarmament operations. Good luck. And again, the Streisand effect, it really is a thing. And the more they make a big deal about it,
is the Streisand effect where they're calling attention to the thing, and then everybody's like, didn't know about it, didn't care. And then they see it, and they're like, oh, this is a splint. See, I would like to make a Michael, have a Michael Bloomberg, you know, likeness, like a bust of him, and I would turn that into a short-barreled rifle.
Oh, you know, you've seen the AR lowers where the front of it's a skull?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen those? Well, you can do one of those where the front of it is a bust of Michael Bloomberg. That would work, too.
I could get his whole body on that magazine, Will.
You probably could.
He's just barely, you know. That's why he's always safe with his baby Hueys, because when they put him in a huddle, he disappears.
Yes, exactly.
He's not out there at all. He's just out of the way. Isn't that about a stupid thing to pursue? I mean, I understand that they are anti-gun as the day is long. But they're going to give a special thing to this, special attention to this. I think it's a great distraction. I hope they just keep on doing the thing, just keep on revising the troll, because they can't possibly stop them.
No, they can't possibly stop it. You have to I understand every time going after it, that is their intellectual property, and you do have to defend that, you know, when people are using it without your permission. You know, if they printed one of these things with Pepsi on the side of it, Pepsi would certainly have a problem with that. So, you know, I'm not an IP attorney, but I think if you don't defend your logo and your intellectual property, you can lose it.
Well, I mean, if I'm sure the trademark, I imagine the palatial offices at both places, and I just imagine them having one office in each one for Bloomberg, one for Squeaky there. We're about to run out of time. Thank you, as usual, for joining me tonight. I do appreciate that, and thank you for the other
pleasure.
Thing.
And enjoy that new rifle.
Hey, well, I got to turn it into the thumper first, but I might get Michael Bloomberg's logo put on the butt stock. Check these things we talked about straight off the pages of the truthaboutguns.com, the most prolific, agile, mobile, and hostile gun website out there today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Nationwide, ammo is in short supply. Mantis X lets you train from home without the cost of ammunition. Mantis X is a training accessory designed to fit your handgun or rifle. It tracks the movement of your weapon, providing real-time info regarding shooting trends. Mantis X gives you real-time feedback to become a better shooter and build confidence. Go to MantisX.com. Mantis X. Real-time precision, feedback, and results. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.